Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Richard Whiting, Burt Williams, and Benny Moten, Rodin, and the AF of L. Last week, November 12th, marked the birth in 1891 in Peoria, Illinois, of composer Richard Whiting. He grew up in a musical family. His father was a real estate agent, but played several instruments, and his mother was a trained pianist. After graduating from Harvard Military School in Los Angeles, he got singing jobs in vaudeville shows. In 1913, at age 22, he got a job in Detroit with the Jerome H. Remick Music Corporation and moonlighted playing piano in a local hotel. Whiting's first hit came in 1914 with I Wonder Where My Lovin' Man Has Gone. While with Remick in Detroit, he worked with lyricists Gus Kahn and Ray Egan, producing hits such as Till We Meet Again and Some Sunday Morning. Other collaborators included Leo Robin, Buddy DeSilva, Sidney Clare, and Haven Gillespie. In the late 20s, Remick sent him to Hollywood to work for Paramount Pictures. 1931, he scored two Broadway shows, Free for All and Take a Chance, but returned to Hollywood to work for Fox Studios and then Warner Brothers, where he collaborated with lyricist Johnny Mercer. Richard Whiting was just 46 years old when he died of a heart attack on February 10, 1938, in Beverly Hills. Here are three from Richard Whiting.
Thank you. time was late and she was lonely, and she begged for sympathy only. Now I ask you, what would you do in a case like that? If her head was on your shoulder and she grew a little bit bolder, now I ask you, what would you do with a girl like that? Do you think you could resist her? Do you think you wouldn't have kissed her? Would you treat her like a sister? Come on, be honest, mister. If you saw her turn the light out, would you get your hat and get right out? Now I ask you, what would you do? That's what I did too.
Honey, I'm so wild about you, I just can't be sensible. I can't do a thing without you, you're so indispensable.
Lovin', I have to have lovin', but when I'm having my lovin', I have to have you. Moments, I have to have moments, but when I'm having my moments, I have to have you. Sometimes I get so blue, waiting for you to take me. I can't go on like this, give me a kiss and make me happy. New thrills, I have to have new thrills, but when I'm having my new thrills, I have to have you. Married, we love to get married, but if we
wanna get married, we have to have you. Money, you got lots of money, but dear, we want your money, we have to have you.
So far we didn't do like we always do, but listen, it's not too late, and if you will wait, we'll try to. Now,
that's the best way to say we have to have you.
Three Richard Whiting Leo Robin collaborations. Accompanied by Bruce Yantas on violin and Carl Kress on guitar, those were the Sunshine Boys, Joe Mooney and Dan Mooney, and I Have to Have You from December 10th, 1929. I Have to Have You is from the 1929 picture Pointed Heels, where it was sung by Helen Kane. Before the Sunshine Boys, we heard The Rhythmic Eight, directed by John Furman, and What Would You Do, with Sam Brown singing on April 29th, 1932. That's from the Maurice Chevalier Jeanette MacDonald picture, 1 Hour With You. We began this tribute to Richard Whiting and the show with Jesse Stafford and his orchestra recording in Los Angeles on November 17, 1929, and The Prep Step, also sung by Helen Kane, in the Paramount picture Sweetie. That record's having its 74th birthday tomorrow. Composer Richard Whiting, born November 12, 1891. I'm Glenn Robison, and the name of the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, on November 15th, in 1881, the Federation of Organized Trades and Labor Unions of the United States and Canada was formed in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. 5 years later, the organization became the American Federation of Labor. So here to commemorate the founding of the AF of L are some songs about labor, beginning with the original Crescent City Jazzers. Thank you.
get up from there.
Get up from where?
From there.
I ain't coming, son. It's loafing time.
Loafing time.
Oh, yeah.
I can't do a thing. Summertime just brings me down.
I heard that before, too.
Yeah. Down beside a lazy stream. All I want to do is dream.
We get some work done around here.
What for? It's loafing time. By a swimming hole. With my fishing pool I'm found.
Bet you even got no bait.
We ain't got no bait.
You.
All the world's in happy rhyme. Yes. Happy cause it's loafing time.
You made it.
I just love this lazy way of living.
Why?
Herman, don't you know doing nothing ain't no sin.
Well, that's how you keep fat.
Yes. If it is, I hope that I'm forgiven.
Maybe.
Cause I got nothing to do.
What?
And I got all day to do it in. So I'm taking my time because it's loafing time. I'm the happy one.
You think so?
Yeah, I'm following this sunny round and round and round and round. I'm content as long as I'm
doing what?
Loafing round and loafing time.
Yeah.
Thomas Fats Waller and his rhythm, August 20th, 1935, and Loafin' Time, written by Milton Ager and Arthur Altman. Fats was preceded by King Oliver and his Dixie Syncopators on September 12th, 1928, and I'm Watching the Clock. We began that set commemorating the formation of the Federation of Organized Trades and Labor Unions of the United States and Canada with the Arcadian Serenaders on September 26th, 1925, and Yes Sir Boss, written by Eddie Ward and Johnny Riddick. Riddick was pianist with the Arcadian Serenaders, and Ward played piano with the Arcadia Peacock Orchestra of St. Louis. The sextet, the Arcadian Serenaders, began as the original Crescent City Jazzers, but changed their name in 1925 in honor of the Arcadia Ballroom in St. Louis, where they were playing. I'm Glenn Robison, and this is Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org, and available anytime at all on the internet on demand at RadioFreeWorld.com.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Last week, November 12th, marked the birth in 1840 in Paris of sculptor Auguste Rodin, R-O-D-I-N. At age 14, he entered the Petite École, a state-run school of arts and crafts, but later turned to religion and in 1862 joined the Order of the Holy Sacrament. Realizing that religion was not his calling, he returned to Paris the following year and in 1864 created his first important work, Man with the Broken Nose. In 1875, he made a trip to Italy where he studied the works of Michelangelo. Rodin returned to France and began creating sculpture that was dramatically different from the traditions of the time. His figures, more often than not, were missing limbs and other details, and they were criticized as incomplete and unfinished. On the other hand, 1877's The Age of Bronze was so lifelike that he was accused of casting it from a live model. In 1880, Rodin received his first state commission for The Gates of Hell and created The Thinker, representations of which you've seen if you've ever watched a rerun of The Dobie Gillis Show or any number of Warner Brothers cartoons. Anyway, here in honor of Auguste Rodin and The Thinker are some rapidly rotating records about thinking, starting off with Annette Hanshaw.
I wonder if you care about me. I still remember that night under the moon. I recall that it all ended too soon. I can't believe you're gone. Memories linger on, 'cause I still get a thrill thinking of you.
Troubles disappear like a feather in your way. When somebody thinks you're wonderful, tells you with a smile so sweet, what are little stones you're stepping on? Just a meadow neath your feet.
And how you meet
the morning,
you gaily along. At night you may be weary, but your heart still sings a song.
When somebody thinks you're wonderful, love is mighty close to you. Just another thing more wonderful, making all your dreams come true. Difference in the day, I see that now. All the troubles done disappear. Well, you got feathers in your way now, huh? Yeah, tell me more. Get me more. Get me more of that smile, yeah. And them stones you stepped upon. Well, all right. Oh, how you beat the morning. Oh, you gaily swing along. At night you may be weary. Your heart still sings a song.
Well, all right then. Some rapidly rotating records about thinking to commemorate the birth of sculptor Auguste Rodin. We began with Annette Hanshaw, credited on that Harmony 78 as Patsy Young, and I think you'll like it. That Richard Whiting, George Marion Jr. collaboration was recorded October 28, 1929. Annette, or Patsy, was followed by Lee Morse and her Bluegrass Boys, and I Still Get a Thrill Thinking of You, written by J. Fred Coots and Benny Davis, and recorded February 20th, 1931. And we just heard from Fats Waller and his Rhythm once again, and When Somebody Thinks You're Wonderful, written by Harry M. Woods, and recorded by Fats on November 29th, 1935. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org, and available anytime on demand on the internet at RadioFreeWorld.com. Last week, November 12th, marked the birth in 1874 in New Providence, Nassau, British West Indies, of vocalist, composer, and lyricist Bert Williams. His professional career began in the 1890s, working in Lew Johnson's Minstrels and Selleck's Mastodons. He formed a 10-year partnership with George Walker, who wrote lyrics to some of Williams' songs, and they made their Broadway debut in 1896 in The Gold Bug, followed by The Policy Shop, In Dahomey, Abyssinia, and Bandana Land. Together, they helped to form the Negro Actors Society in 1906 in order to help protect the rights of black performers. Walker's health deteriorated and the partnership was dissolved, and Williams went on to become a top vaudeville star and appear in the all-Negro cast of Mr. Load of Coal in 1909. He was hired by Florence Ziegfeld for the Ziegfeld Follies of 1910, becoming the first Negro to work in an otherwise all-white Broadway show, and he headlined with Ziegfeld for another 10 years. His career featured ad-lib comedy and novelty songs, many of which he wrote. His compositions include The Voodoo Man, When It's All Going Out and Nothing's Coming In, That's a Plenty, co-written with Harry Creamer, and his most famous song, Nobody. He died in New York on March 4, 1922. Here are three from Bert Williams.
Delegation of deacons from a hard shell congregation called on Parson Brown. Seems if someone had volunteered some information about some scandal going around, and they thought was really unbecoming to a preacher, and begged him to state his case. He looked them all over one by one, and then told them right to their face. Yes, sir. It ain't nobody's business but my own what I do when my preaching's through. So kindly please stop messing around my home. Just leave me alone. What I do in church you all can see. So never mind worrying about me privately, because it is nobody's business but my own. You understand? Delegation of deacons couldn't come to no conclusion about the case in hand. Of course, they didn't argue too much because they figured they might lose him. And they liked their preaching man. At last, they come to the point and told him that he'd have to stop it or else he'd have to resign. Says he, I ain't no diplomat, but brothers, I'm going to tell you what's on my mind. It ain't nobody's business but my own, what I do and my preaching through. So kindly please stop messing around my home. Leave me alone. There's a time to preach, and a time to shout, and a time when a man's got other things he wants to think about. And it is nobody's business but my own. As I aforesaid, it's nobody's business but my own, what I do when my preaching's through. So kindly please stop messing around my home. Just leave me alone. When a flock of sisters seek my dough, then all you jealous deacons get sold. Well, it ain't nobody's business but my own. Now there, good night.
When life seems full of clouds and rain, and I am full of nothing and pain, who soothes my thumping brain? Nobody. When winter comes with snow and sleet, and me with hunger and cold feet, who sells here 25 cents? Go ahead and get something to eat. Nobody. But I ain't ever done nothing to nobody. I've gotten up in the nobody in no time. Until I get something from somebody sometime. Don't ever do nothing for nobody in no time. When summer comes all and clear, and my friends see me drawing near. Who says, come in, have some beer? Nobody. When I was in that railroad wreck and thought I'd cashed in my last check, who took the engine off my neck? Not a soul. Oh, I never done nothing to nobody. Oh, I never done nothing from nobody in no time. Until I get something from somebody sometime. I never do nothing for nobody no time. Rising, Mr. Rag goes burglarizing, come to peeping, slyly creeping, in the room where you are sleeping. In the day when you get busy, he's around, it makes you dizzy. When he finds you, he reminds you, no use hiding away. A syncopation rules the nation, you can't get away from him. It causes a sensation, you can't get away from it. Lawyers and physicians, even men of high position, great big politicians, all pal around with the rag musicians. they buy it, don't deny it, you can't get away from it. On Sunday, same as Monday, you can't get away from it. Even poor village preachers have engaged their tango teachers. Get away from it, get away from it, can't get away from it, nor nothing. All the fishes in the ocean swim around with drag emotions. Biscuit bakers, even Quakers, are among the shoulder shakers. Soldier boys and men of letters, chorus gals and suffragettes, aviators, even waiters, no one ever escapes. Syncopation rules this nation, you can't get away from it. It causes a sensation, you can't get away from it. Lawyers and physicians, even men of high position, great big politicians, all pal around with the rag musicians. They buy it, don't deny it, you can't get away from it. On Sunday, same as Monday, you can't get away from it. Even poor country preachers have engaged their tango teachers. Get away from it, get away from it, you can't get away from it at all.
Bert Williams in 1914 and You Can't Get Away From It, written the previous year by Gene Schwartz with lyric by William Jerome and Grant Clark, proclaiming syncopation rules the nation. That was preceded by an even earlier Bert Williams recording, his own composition Nobody, made on January 7th, 1913. And we began that little tribute to Bert Williams with It's Nobody's Business But My Own, written by Will E. Skidmore, with the lyric by Marshall Walker. That was recorded on April 16th, 1919, and is from the Ziegfeld Follies of 1919, in which Bert Williams also sang When the Moon Shines on the Moonshine.
Part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at radiofreeworld.com.
Last week, November 13th, marked the birth in 1894 of bandleader, pianist, composer, and arranger Benny Moten. Born and raised in Kansas City, Missouri, his career began as a pianist in local bands, but by 1918 he was leading his own professional ragtime trio, which expanded to a six-piece band playing at the Panama Club and the Streets Hotel from 1921 to 23. Over the next 12 years, the band expanded several more times and included some of the top musicians of the day, such as Count Basie, Ben Webster, Buster Smith, Walter Page, and Benny's nephew, Bus. The band recorded more than 100 sides for OK and Victor in the late 20s and early 30s. Moten's compositions include South and the band's theme song, Moten's Stomp, also known as Moten's Swing. In 1935, the band traveled to Denver to begin an engagement at the Rainbow Ballroom, while Benny stayed in Kansas City to have his tonsils removed. What should have been a routine operation went tragically wrong, and Moten died on the operating table on April 2nd at age 39. Here's Benny Moten.
Thank you. my, she's sweeter than sugar cane, and gold in the lane. Oh, how I love her, I can't explain. And when we're married, we'll be so happy. She's sweeter than sugar, sugar, and gold.
Leader Benny Moten, born November 13, 1894. We began with South, a tune written by Benny Moten and Thamon Hayes, who played trombone in the band. This version was recorded around November 29, 1924. Next, it was Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra and You Made Me Happy from October 28, 1930. Then we heard William Little Jr., backed by the band, on She's Sweeter Than Sugar, another Moten Hayes collaboration recorded May 14, 1925. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. Thank you.